I've just come from an international ladies retreat, and although my body is tired, my soul is refreshed. I am excited to talk to you today about the beauty, the purpose, and the power of international ladies retreat, and why times like these matter so deeply for women of God. I'm Victoria Griffin. Welcome to the Unstoppable Women Podcast. Where do you go when you're tired? When your body feels weary and your soul needs rest? What's your favorite place to get away? Maybe it's somewhere warm where the sunshine hits your skin and palm trees sway in the breeze. Or maybe it's the mountains where the air feels fresh and your mind can relax. In the Bible, King David had a place of refuge called En Gedi. It was an oasis near the Dead Sea in Israel. It was a place filled with waterfalls, flowing streams, and palm trees. It was a hiding place, a place of renewal, a place where David could retreat and be refreshed in the presence of God. Just like our physical bodies need rest, our souls need spiritual refreshing. We can't pour out endlessly without being filled. God, in His grace, provides spaces for us to step away and to hit pause and be renewed. One of those spaces is International Ladies Retreat, a time God has set apart for women to come together, to worship and to bond, and be refreshed in His presence and in sisterhood. En Gedi was an oasis for David in the middle of a desert. Spiritually, that reminds us of what God does in our lives, because even in seasons that feel dry, exhausting, or chaotic, God provides sources of renewal. He wants to meet us in unexpected places and refresh us, giving us strength to continue the journey. This is exactly what International Ladies Retreat is, a spiritual spring in the desert of our daily lives. Life can be busy, tiring, and full of responsibilities, and sometimes our souls feel dry. But God uses this time of retreating to pour out His presence and to restore our hearts. He reminds us that we are not alone. It's a place where God can bring women together to worship, pray, laugh, share stories, and to be refreshed just like David was in En Gedi. At the retreat, God meets us where we are. He gives us moments to drink deeply from His word, to connect with sisters in Christ, and to be renewed in our spirit and in our mind. Just as David left En Gedi strengthened, we leave the retreat reminded that even in the deserts of our lives, even in those chaotic moments, God has provided a spring, a place to rest and to be filled, a place to remember that His grace and His love never runs dry. International Ladies Retreat is an investment in your soul, a time to separate from the noise of life. You know, Jesus Himself had to find quiet time to pray to the Father. It's more than a getaway, but it's a time to hit pause on all the roles in our life, away from schedules and responsibilities and distractions of our everyday life. In this time, when we hit pause, God can speak to us in ways that can often be drowned out by the busyness of life. This quiet time alone with the Father is something that every woman needs. We lay down every responsibility, every worry that may be consuming our lives at the foot of the Father, and in return, we are renewed in Him. Another special thing about International Ladies Retreat is the unity that is seen when women gather together from all over the country and all over the world, worshiping alongside each other, praying for one another, and realizing that by meeting together, we are growing closer to God and to each other. There is something so special about boarding a plane to a country that you've never been to, getting off on foreign soil, and being greeted by women that are so happy to have you there, that they feel blessed to have you there, when really, they're the blessing to us to be there with them. It's a time where language barriers, suddenly they don't affect you because we're so united through God. It's friendships that are like no other because they feel so genuine and so sweet because it is united by God. Women need one another. We need those sweet and genuine friendships in our lives. God will often use other women to minister to our hearts, whether it's through a message, or maybe it's over a cup of coffee, or maybe through the exact words that we need to hear. Only another woman can truly understand certain seasons, emotions, or circumstances that we're going through. We all go through chapters in life that bring new experiences. Sometimes these new chapters are hard to navigate. Seasons where we're in a valley instead of on the mountaintop can be discouraging if we are constantly pouring out our time or ourselves. But when women come together, we realize that maybe this season in your life is something that another woman has also gone through, or something she's even been through and overcome. When one woman's faith feels weak, another can carry her. And this is what being an unstoppable woman is all about. When one woman is weary, another stands in the gap. Your testimony can be the difference made in another woman's life, and it can be something that helps her realize, I'm not alone on this journey. And that's one way the devil tries to work in our lives, especially as women. He wants us to feel like the only woman in the world that's ever experienced a season of difficulty. But we're never alone. One of the greatest gifts God gives us on this journey is each other. And at International Ladies Retreat, we have truly seen what God does. We've seen life-changing experiences, divine healing, and we were in a service just this last ladies retreat at Pigeon Forge where we felt the presence of the Holy Ghost just sweep through the room. And what a wonderful and powerful thing to witness. It doesn't matter if you've been on this journey for your whole life or if you're new to serving the Lord. God wants to meet you where you are. When we're refreshed in God's presence, we return home better equipped to love our families, to serve our churches, and to walk confidently in our God-given assignments. I had the privilege to sit down with two ladies who attended our International Ladies Retreat in Pigeon Forge, so I want you to hear from them. Okay, I am now joined by
Kathy Horton.
I understand you're a faithful attendee of International Ladies Retreat. What does this time together do for your soul to be with the sisters from all over the United States and attending these retreats?
I have been attending international retreats for several years. It's always a highlight of my year. I love to get together with sisters from all over the United States to feel the fellowship, the friendship, the love that sometimes you don't get in other places, but God is here And when the Lord is here with us, it just unites us in a way that you don't get anywhere else. You can feel freedom to express your prayer requests, your concerns maybe, and you can't do that with everybody at home. But I am so thankful for International Ladies Retreat and what it has meant in my life. I have attended several years. My daughters have come as well. I miss when they're not with me, but hopefully next year they will be. And I'm trusting God for that. And it is a ministry that is needed for women. And I am blessed to be here.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I am here with
Emma Solis.
Is this your first International Ladies Retreat?
No, I've been to at least four in Arizona and one in New York.
And how do you feel to be here among the ladies in the worship and the services?
I would say one main word is joy. I feel the joy in the presence of the Holy Ghost here. Right when we arrived in the first service, the Holy Ghost just moved and it spoke to each and every one woman. And I am a living testimony of the Holy Ghost. I would like to share a verse. It's in Hebrews 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I feel like, to me, God is speaking to my heart. Even when I came here, I prayed to God. I was like, God, I need a refresh. I need a joy. And when I got here, that's what the Lord delivered. And I'm so happy to be here among my fellow sisters. You can feel the unity in this temple here today.
Yes, I love how you said it's a time of refreshing. It truly is. That is a great word to use. Being together as sisters in Christ, it's a beautiful thing when we come together for our worship, for our prayer time. So thank you so much, Emma.
Thank you.
So if you're wondering whether you should go, consider this your invitation. Come to International Ladies Retreat. Make the time. Say yes to the pause. Say yes to being poured into. Say yes to encountering God in a fresh way alongside other women who are on this journey of faith with you. Because when women retreat with God, they don't come back the same. They come back renewed, strengthened, and ready.